Hi, I'm Shantae, and in today's Parenting Special Needs podcast, Purposeful Conversation, we're talking about suffering from decision fatigue and ways to combat it. Do you ever suffer from decision fatigue? The other day, a friend and I jinxed each other by saying, I don't want to make another decision. We said it at the exact same time. Have you ever said that? I say it all the time, especially to my husband. I just don't want to make another decision. And also when he asks, like, what's for dinner, what's for breakfast, what's for lunch, or what do we have to eat, or where do we want to eat? Sometimes I just can't even think straight, let alone make another decision. Did you know that's called decision fatigue? Yeah, that's a real thing. We make thousands of decisions every day. And researchers at Cornell University estimate we make about 226 decisions each day on food alone. Now then, add this little fact. As your level of responsibility increases, so does the multitude of choices you have to make. And let's face it, none of us have any increased responsibilities in our lives, right? And it's estimated that the average adult makes about 35,000 decisions each and every day, whether you realize it or not. And each decision, of course, carries certain consequences with it that are both good and bad. Now add to that a study conducted by newsau.com, where it was discovered that a young child asks an average of 390 questions per day. Which, for those of you keeping score at home, is one question every 1 minute, 56 seconds of their waking day. No wonder we're feeling mentally fatigued. I wonder what that number would be for a child that perseverates. Naturally curious and fatigued minds like mine want to know. But what is decision fatigue exactly? Well, according to a magazine called The Week, they describe it in this way. As a person makes decisions throughout the day, the brain depletes its limited amount of mental stamina and starts employing one of two shortcuts. Make a rash decision or avoid the act of deciding altogether. And how can you overcome decision fatigue? A short answer is to simplify the choices you need to make through the day by turning small decisions into routines. Making a lot of decisions zaps our mental energy. Success Magazine explains it like this. Decision making works like a muscle. As you use it over the course of the day, it gets too exhausted to function effectively. One of the best strategies successful people use to work around their decision fatigue is to eliminate smaller decisions by turning them into routines. Doing so frees up our mental space for more complex decisions. And some famous examples of this are the late Steve Jobs, who was known to wear black turtleneck and jeans to work every day. And Mark Zuckerberg wears hoodies, even to board meetings. According to Success Magazine, both men have declared that these iconic images are the simple result of daily routines intended to cut down on decision fatigue. They were both aware that they had limited daily ability to make good decisions. President Barack Obama even said, "You see, I wear only gray or blue suits. I'm trying to pare down decisions. I don't want to make decisions about what I'm eating or wearing because I have too many other important decisions to make." I never realized I was doing this until I read this article, but I definitely have created a few simple routines to help me out in my personal life and eliminate some of my daily decision making. Here are just a few hacks that have worked for me for getting dressed. For my wardrobe, I only purchase the following colors for pants, skirts, or shorts. I choose black, beige, white, and sometimes navy blue. Then for my shirts, my shirts can be varied in color as long as they go with the above colors. And my morning routine to get the kids and get out the door for school and wherever I'm going was black yoga pants and a comfy casual black and white shirt. Kind of more like a work shirt, not a tank top or a workout type, because that way if I had to run in to meet a teacher or do something, I looked like I was dressed. And I always feel better about myself if I have makeup on and a little bit of jewelry, because it makes me feel like I'm actually dressed. And here's my earring hack. I bought gold-plated cubic zirconian earrings so that I could wear them all the time, even in the shower. I eventually bought three different styles, an oval, square, and trillion shape. That's the triangular-shaped ones that I could change every couple of months, so at least I looked like I had a little bit of a difference in my appearance. But the great thing was I didn't have to worry about going out the door and forgetting that I didn't put my earrings on. They were already in. Because let's be real, many times it's chaotic and stressful. You have to get yourself dressed and everybody else, and sometimes you have to help your child with different abilities. And who has time to match earrings, to go with outfits, and get the kids out the door? It doesn't happen. I'm sure many of my family members think I don't own any other pairs of earrings, but it's my uniform. And I don't care. I'm not so rigid that I won't change them out when it's a fancy event, like a wedding or something like that. I mean, obviously I change them when I need to. But, you know, assuming I have the time. But for every day, this is what I do. I feel that I'm at least put together once I'm dressed and, you know, have a little bit of jewelry and makeup on. Oh, and speaking of my makeup, I also have a little makeup routine. Normally, back to school year, I go and have a professional at Ulta or Sephora teach me how to apply makeup that will look good on me. And then I go for similar types of that makeup that won't wear off, because I don't have time to be redoing my makeup all day long. So I create a little system or a routine, and that I know how to do it so that I can create my look with makeup in 5 minutes or less so I can get out the door. And I also have a few hacks I'll share about kiddos. Since I'm sharing this info with you, I also did this for my younger daughter, Kaylee, where she had a uniform of sorts during school, whether she was required to wear one or not. I had her wear a type of standardized clothing, khaki pants or jeans, and a button-down polo-type shirt of various colors. It was easy. You know, she was able to make her own decisions each morning, and she knew where her clothes were, and she could dress herself. And another hack that I put in place is, what about decisions regarding therapy and how to fit it into our daily routines? I try to fit in therapy practices into our everyday life. So here's an example of how I tried to create a routine when my daughter was trying to learn to cut. I'm going to say for years, I think it was about 3 to be exact. While my daughter was trying to learn to cut food with a knife and a fork, we had pancakes every Saturday or Sunday. This way she could easily practice cutting with her knife and fork. Her older sister got to make the pancakes, so she was learning how to cook. And Kaylee, my youngest daughter, got to practice cutting successfully by herself. And she also got to set the table and learn other skills. But to tell you the truth, I don't think I've had a pancake since that time. No more pancakes. But my daughter can now cut her food and set a table. So let's just recap a little bit. We have so many decisions to make. It uses brain power, and soon we are running on empty, which makes us prone to make bad decisions. Perhaps by putting some practical tips in place, we can overcome decision fatigue. First, try setting up and using routines for some of your decisions. This way you don't have to decide things, you know, and try to plan out what your day will look like the day or night before. Make decisions early when you have the most amount of energy, or that's when I have the most amount of energy. Maybe you can find out when you have the most amount of energy and, you know, do it then. But definitely avoid making any decisions when you're hungry, tired, or distracted. I know it sounds easier than it really is, but give it a try. You might already be doing it. And I think just knowing that there's a name for how we feel called decision fatigue, and knowing it's why we don't want to make another decision or are too exhausted to function effectively, is helpful. At least I think so. This way I know it's not just me feeling this way. Think about what routines you have in place or what daily routines you could put in place. This will cut down on some of the daily decisions you have to make. Remember, if you're not feeling a decision, put it off, if at all possible. I think in the long run, you'll be glad you did. It sure beats making a wrong decision. You've been listening to Parenting Special Needs Purposeful Conversation podcast. You can subscribe and rate this podcast on iTunes. And make sure you subscribe to our free magazine for parents raising a child with special needs or disabilities. We help guide you by providing strategies, information, and inspiration. You can also reach out and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.